Hi, I was watching the news last night, the RT 61 news, and there was an interview taking place with Michael Noonan, the finance minister, and the subject that they were discussing was the deferment of a debt payment to 2025. I noticed that the presenter seemed to be asking the same questions that seem to get trotted out at for all these kind of ministerial interviews, and were and completely avoided the issue at hand, which was how much was this going to cost. I did a sort of quick back of the envelope calculation this morning. At the worst possible rate, which would be a bank account, current account interest on a current account rate, I worked out that 3.1 billion euros now we would have to pay 3.9 billion euros in 2025, since there's no way anybody's going to give Ireland a 2% rate on a debt that size. I then calculated a 5% bond rate. That came to 5.8 billion euros. Of course, these are just sort of figures that haven't been established yet, as the deal hasn't actually gone through. But the presenter, the interviewer, didn't ask anything about that at all. And as the interviewer wanted to get to see Michael Noonan getting more and more pleased with themselves, he realised that he wasn't going to be asked about what the eventual cost would be, which he wouldn't have to pay, because by 2025, I'm sure that he will not be the finance minister. Some other poor soul will have to pick up that, find a way to pay this tab off. I mean, 5.8 billion euros is just a phenomenal amount of money that is going to get dumped on our future taxpayers. I mean, it's 12 years from that, so a sort of child starting school and leaving school or university by about that time will walk into nothing else but a huge heap of debt. And I think we've had enough debt incurred already, and paying it down is probably the most important thing. Not to mention the fact that the ECB are looking very dimly at this, because although it sort of shows that Ireland may have some confidence in the bond markets, i.e. being able to raise money directly from borrowers, from the market rather than from the ECB or the IMF. This short-term thinking is going to lead to even heavier long-term costs. Of course, being a politician, he got away with it. I mean, that's his job, to sort of slime his way out of difficult situations. But it does worry me that again and again, you see RTE journalists and presenters dodge the most difficult questions, or are so obsessed by, one agenda such as jobs or, how much tax is going to be paid and other various things that the bigger picture seems to get lost. I don't know the remedy for this, but certainly the way that politicians are deferred to in this country is really quite worrisome. I mean, it certainly doesn't happen in the UK. Oh well, that's my one observation. If this goes through, if this payment does get deferred, it's going to cost billions. It's going to cost future generation billions, and it's quite wrong to say that that the short-term benefit is going to more than make up for it. Oh well, I guess you have to vote these people out if they don't do their jobs. Thanks. Bye-bye.